League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, this is something. Okay, there's a lot of things we haven't brought up yet.
Well, we missed. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Del,
what
kind of producer are you? Here? No one heard
that.
You.
No one heard that. No one heard that. AD, his mic is messed up.
I actually said, hey, guys, we went way late. Let's do it at the top of the hour.
Did you
and
say
no
it
response.
In that effeminate tone?
And no response.
No.
Hey, guys.
No, I don't.
Did
hey
you say
guys
it like that?
Yeah, actually,
wow,
to get
no wonder
your
I
attention
wasn't listening to you talking
hey
like
guys
that.
So don't blame me because
right,
you guys are too busy stuck
well,
talking
about
random Texan crap.
Well, you know what? The 815 people never
people
get in
have,
there, right?
Have
they never
do.
Yeah,
they do this.
Let them couch it as, hey, guys, we're doing you a favor.
Well, let them eat cake. Is that what you're telling?
Don't blame me.
What you're saying?
Don't blame me for going late on a break.
Let them eat cake. All right. Because this is something that I learned this weekend, that the WNBA players are better than the U.S. Olympic team.
Well, they're all WNBA players.
Well, but the All-Stars are better, okay? How in the world do you lose to the WNBA All-Star
team?
Well,
the same way we almost lost to South Sudan. Probably didn't take it as seriously as they should.
No, they took it seriously. They were playing hard from the beginning. As a matter of fact, they were all over. They were defending Caitlin Clark like... I mean, they were all over.
Were they
but
running
this,
plays? Were they trying to... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really see
much
of it.
Ogunwale, Wale? Can she play, dude? Holy... She didn't make the team. And she was like, really? Y'all didn't want me? Y'all didn't want this? Okay.
She
put up 32 in the second half.
As much as they talk about...
She was MVP.
They're not a marketing thing. You put the big names on it, even if they're not the
best
players.
Well, it's not a marketing thing. You're
not
the best team.
I just said that.
Yeah,
I said
you did?
Yeah. I want some.
Did you watch any of it, Dell?
No, I said as much as the
ally.
Not an
right
ally.
Over here.
I don't really care. Yeah. As much as they may say it's not a marketing thing, Diana Taurasi's on the team because she's a giant name in her last Olympics. She
yeah
should be on that team.
No, she shouldn't be on the team. She's not one of the best players.
I'm fine with
but
her
you know
being
what?
On that,
you need sometimes you need glue
it's
players.
It's her last. She's one
she's
of the.
A, she's a glue player,
and
too.
She's also it's one of her last ever. Yeah, well,
no,
it is her last ever.
Yeah.
And she's over 40. She's been one of the greats of the sport. I have no problem with giving a position like that. I mean, they didn't ask me about it, but...
Is that Dare's younger sister?
Ogunbowale's? No, that's
yes
more than
is
one
it?
Ogunbowale.
Yes.
I don't know. Dream Shake says it's his younger sister. I didn't know that.
Well,
so, what did I learn this weekend in one sentence?
Dare Ogunbowale's
the best
sister
player on the floor at the WNBA USA game is Dare's sister. That's what I learned this weekend.
I did see this, though. Keep Angel Reese's fans on Twitter keeping in character. They were like, oh, my God, these rebounds. Like, they were going crazy over the rebounds. Like, this, she's probably one of the greatest offensive rebounders in the history of either sport. I'm like, I have never
seen. She's
basically
throwing it to herself.
The last time I saw anyone get, like, there's been two times where I've seen people get so excited about rebounds for Angel Reese and for Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman, well, he would intentionally grab a rebound and throw it out rather than take a layup.
Well, like Moses was, Malone, how many times did he
yeah
put it up
Moses,
there?
Yeah, Moses. But Moses was a great scorer. He was an MVP. All Dennis did was rebound. This is the most I ever see people focus on rebounding. They did it with Rodman, where everyone was talking about rebounding because that was his thing, and Angel Reese. It's like, sis is rebounding. My Barbie's the rebound champ. I'm like, man, I've never seen rebounds get this much love in my life.
Who was the guy back in the day that threw a ball at the opposing basket to grab the board and get himself a triple-double?
Oh, something super remember, weak. It was like a Clipper did it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I there's no way I can remember.
That's what
it was super weak.
Sometimes I watch Angel Reese going.
No, I just think she misses.
Yeah, she does. She does miss. No, she
has absolutely gotten over 40% from the field, which is you know, you expect from a post player. Her and Caitlin both have made it over the 40% mark.
Yeah, I learned this weekend that there's only two more episodes of House of Dragon. Did you watch last night? Two more episodes this season.
I went about halfway through and I fell asleep.
You did?
I learned that if you get 9 hours of sleep, you could wake up feeling the best you felt maybe in 6-7 years. I had a phenomenal Sunday because I got sleep.
You did? Nice.
Oh, man, it was great.
Good on you. I mean, it is good to sleep sometimes.
I woke up natural. Like, I don't know when the last time that happened
was. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I never did that. So there's that. What about Xander Schauffele? I mean, can you guys just walking, ruining the whole tournament? Xander Schauffele ruined the tournament.
Why?
Because it was boring. He ran away from the field again.
He did run away from the field, but now you and your golf community making fun of him for never being able to win the big one.
Oh, he turned from can't finish to
2 majors in a single year?
Yeah. Well,
Tiger did it twice. So
this will be interesting to see if he or Scottie Scheffler win player of the year.
I saw this Data Dredge statistic. The PGA and the Open, Tiger did it twice, and there were two other players who have done it. So now Xander's done it as well. But
yeah.
And Chris Solis goes, yesterday Chris told me, he goes, I've kind of figured it out. Asian mom is the way to go for golfers.
She is a Native American, I believe.
No, she's Asian. I had to look it up.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, my God. But she looks Native American. It was really, really interesting when the parent, I didn't see his, well, his dad wasn't there for his first major.
Stephen Schauffele, that's his dad.
Yeah.
And his mom is Ping Yi Chen. So if you want to say that's Native American, that's fine. That's on you. But her name is Ping Yi Chen.
Okay. But we'll take a look at her. See if you got a picture of her. And I was
Schauffele is from San Diego. His mother was born.
Wow.
His mother was born in Taiwan, but grew up in Japan before moving to the United States.
But his father was born Native
in
American.
Stuttgart, Germany.
A
French mother and German father.
She could be in Native American. Japanese, though.
By way of Taiwan and Japan?
Yeah, by there.
Okay. You know, the point of Native American is being
Native to the United States.
By way of Japan, it could be.
World. Well, not really.
Don't indulge him, Dylan. Well,
not really.
He'll keep trying to go with you.
So there was a, but dude, listen, it'll be interesting to see. It's going to come down to the FedEx Cup, see who's player of the year. Do you take the guy with the two majors or Scottie Scheffler with his 5 or 6
What's
wins?
What's the date of the FedEx Cup?
What's it? It's coming up this next month.
I was looking for a day to maybe not be around that Monday afterwards.
To see whoever won it?
Just take a random Monday off, that's all.
That's all?
Just randomly take a Monday
off. How's your little game going, Dale?
It's fine for me.
Yeah? And is Sean going to make it back, or is he going to take a month off?
I can't promise that. I let Sean
live. Is he on today?
I'm not actually sure if he's supposed to be back
today. Dell's producer, Sean Mapes, took a week off to play college football 25.
Well, he also took a week off because there was nothing to talk about, too.
Oh, really? Have you heard our shows? We've had a lot of great
shows. Yeah, we had nonstop great talk.
Yeah, I've been here for him. I wish I took a week off, too.
Yes, Xander is a Kablan Asian. Hey, he's not. I don't think he has black at all. Kablan Asian was Caucasian, black, Indian, and Asian, I think.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Indian, I don't know what the
Native American. That's where he came up with the phrase, because Tiger's mixed race, but he came up with the phrase because he was never comfortable saying he was black because his mom.
Caucasian, black, Asian. Indian, and Asian?
It's not Cajun. It's Caucasian.
I
thought you said Cajun.
Caucasian, yeah. Black, Indian, and Asian.
I think that's what it is. And I think he made that term up. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, no, I think he did. People are saying Anthony Bowie for the Magic in 96.
Yes, but somebody else. Bobby Surra did it, and the league said no.
The league said no, that doesn't count.
We're not counting that one, Bobby.
Ricky Davis did that, too.
Ricky Davis,
to throw a ball back.
Coach Reese said Ricky Jackson, but it's Ricky Davis.
For a triple-double.
Ricky Jackson would have tackled you for a triple-double.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 813 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's what Angel Reese reminds me every time she throws up three and grabs three rebounds from herself.
The videos get people so triggered when they – this is the new thing where, like, somebody will go and do an Angel Reese video where they're throwing the ball, like in their driveway, throwing a ball off the rim, off the backboards, all this stuff.
Does this work, though? Because we don't have our phone up here.
No.
So we don't have phones?
We have phones. I just
all right, you're going to have to give them to us then. Yeah. But we're going to play, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So it doesn't have to. It could be politics. It could be entertainment. It could be your kids. I learned that Mason's better than Alec in basketball. That's mm-hmm. what I learned.
Yep.
So yeah. We got a lot of things that we learned this weekend.
Yeah, Keith, I was reading a message. Gilbert and Keith, you got to hang up. I told them you were on the line, but they didn't get to you. So you guys, hang up.
They didn't tell us.
I told you, once again, not listening.
I did not hear that.
No kidding. So call in. The lines are open. You guys can get in right now.
713-780-3776. It's the best segment. It's the number one rated segment in the world. It's what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about the best procedure that you can have if you have an enlarged prostate. Access Vascular Health. Doc Manavis is going to make sure that you're not going to get cut open. So here's the deal, guys. If it's not cancerous, if you don't have, if there's no cancer in your prostate, but it's enlarged, doctors are still performing a surgery, which is like the worst surgery ever. Like they stick something up inside you in the urinary tract in there, and then they open up a blade and they cut your prostate. Wow. Do not ever, ever, ever do that. Okay? You don't have to. All you need is an IV. So Doc Manavis is going to do an ultrasound. She's going to do an MRI. She's going to see exactly what the situation is with your prostate. If it's enlarged, she gives you an IV. 45 minutes later, you're cured. I mean, 100%. I mean, it can't be better. It's an IV. The only thing that hurts is putting the IV in. That's it. So if you have an enlarged prostate, there's only one place to go. 975prostate.com. 975prostate.com. All right, welcome back. What did you learn this week in one sentence? 713-780-3776. You must have learned something. There's something that happened this weekend. I know something happened to Tom, okay? I'm sure something did. Something happened this weekend. They were like, didn't know that. And if you found something out, it doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. 713-780-3776. We'll start with you. You guys, you got anything? Did you learn anything this weekend?
I just learned an LSU defensive back got busted for secretly filming relations with a clock camera.
Well, there's now that. There's arrested. That. Well, one sentence. Yeah. That's all you get.
Yeah, I learned
that's
that.
Nice. That's something to learn. Okay. Dal, did you learn anything this weekend?
Nah.
You didn't learn anything?
Nah.
Nothing this weekend?
Nothing.
Okay. 713. Or you can tweet the show if you can't. If you cannot get in right away, you can tweet the show. At John Granato, at Lance Erline, at Del V2. All right, you got to do it because we can't see the people up here.
You mentioned Tom, but it ain't Tom. It's Tom on a mobile.
Ooh, Tom on a mobile. Okay.
Hey guys. I learned that when your local bars kick you out, there's always the homeless shelters. Am I right?
No. That's no, we're not right.
Okay. That is not.
We're not right. That's not right, Tom on a mobile. Del.
Well, let's recover from that, and we'll go to Charlie.
Charlie, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the presidential election is not good.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
We learned that, what is it? The election is not good?
A presidential election is not good.
It's not good. Thanks for that call, Charlie.
Well,
let's go to the next caller. Who's the next caller?
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Next up is Ocho.
Ocho, ¿qué pasó, Ocho?
Everybody clap your hands.
Did he learn that song?
You learned that?
No, but if you do it, somebody reflexively will, It's an instant reflex that you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I learned that Billy Horschel had one of the greatest rounds in golf history when he got up and down, I don't know how many times, six times, on the back nine on Saturday.
I learned something. I learned that Kenley Jansen has had his heart shocked three times while pitching in Colorado.
Wow.
So he will not pitch in Colorado, as you might imagine.
Hey, Fib, I'm just going to get the ablation.
As a
series. I don't want to get my heart shocked.
Wow.
Yeah, he said three times.
Yeah, okay. That's what you learned. Okay.
Wow, you did learn
something. 713-780-3776. What'd you learn this weekend with one sentence? Who's next?
Well, he's got the intern's got to get.
Yeah.
It's first, a little slower process.
First, we'll go to Tom.
Tom. Oh, Tom's here.
Is it Tom?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I learned when a woman makes eye, when you look down and a woman makes eye contact with you, it's nice. But when it's a black woman with blue eyes, it's next level.
What? Extremely specific.
Black woman with blue eyes.
Zendaya from Dune?
How about that?
Hey.
How about that?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, you don't see that all that often.
It's not a normal combination.
It's a contact.
No.
It could be a contact.
Yeah,
lens.
It could be contact. But you know what? That could be. He might be right.
That was an aggressive what did you learn? You guys are just skipping over when you look down.
Well, she's shorter than he is. That's why.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's what he meant.
Yeah. No, that's not what he meant.
That's exactly what he meant.
No, he just saw her for the first time. He didn't even realize she had blue eyes.
What do you mean, look down?
That's why they call her Shorty.
Shoddy.
That's why they call her. No, he didn't mean that.
That's not what I.
No, he didn't even know shit. He looked down and she saw a black woman with blue eyes.
He looked down where?
Well, I don't know how tall Tom is, but normally a man's going to be a little taller if they're standing up. So
listen,
let's take him at.
If she's doing what you thought, he realized it a long time ago that she had blue eyes.
Yeah, if he got to that point.
Yes. If he got to that point, he knew before then.
That should be true, but you don't know with Tom. And the other thing was, and maybe he was at a homeless shelter. But well, it's just Tom on a mobile.
Right.
That's Tom on a mobile talking.
Yeah.
But how do you look down? Like, I've never heard that. I was looking down at somebody. What?
Well, he
you
might
look
be
at
able,
somebody.
She might be short.
The only time I've heard about looking down is like.
Well, no, that's. No, you
I'm
took
right
it a step
one.
Too far.
No, I think I'm right on this.
Really?
One.
Because
yeah.
he, oh, well, he's really, really
Tell
good.
Tell us on Twitter.
If he never knew what her eyes colors
Tell
were before
Tell us on
then,
Twitter.
Before he got to that point.
Oh, I'm sorry. What if she had sunglasses on in his daytime? And they were outside on a patio somewhere.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom's that good. All right. Before he even knows what eye colors she has. Who's next, Al?
We go with Noe.
Noe. What up, Noe?
First time I've heard of Noe.
Yeah, Noe.
Do I have Noe?
Noe. Are you sure that's his name?
Well, that's what I was told.
Okay.
Let's go to La Raza.
La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
El Juanito y el Lenzi.
Claro.
El
Delicioso.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I learned over the weekend that NCAA has a secret mode. You can actually unlock racing mode and go down and be a racer in the colleges.
Oh, that only unlocks if you play for Georgia.
No, that's what he was going with. Is it Carson Beck that was caught going? Whatever?
No, he has a car that's really fast.
It's called Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
You heard him through the mic. He's got a car that goes really fast, but he doesn't break the law. That's what Carson Beck was telling us.
But they've had other guys.
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's Georgia. That's what they do.
So I found out from the Georgia's head of NIL that when they get in trouble for anything like that, money comes out of their NIL. They get fined.
Oh, yeah?
Or they lose part of their NIL, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Georgia had another speeding incident. Another.
Oh, no, it's been a thing there for a few
ridiculous.
Years.
It's ridiculous. Are you kidding me? Talk about a stereotype. Georgia, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next, Del?
Well, we can try Noe one more time.
Okay.
If that is his name.
If that, in fact, is your name. Noe?
Nothing.
We hear you.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah,
there he
go,
is.
Noe.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Damn it, Noe!
I'm done with you, Noe.
Yeah. No, no, no. I think he just called to say hello.
Turn the mic down, Noe.
That was his one sentence. Hello.
He said it enough to make it a sentence.
Right. Hello, 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 hello.
We got time for one more. We're waiting on him. This person's in, so we'll get to you once I get the name.
All right. And thank you for playing our game.
It's George.
George? George, finish up strong.
Yeah, how you doing today,
George? How you doing, George? Gilbert. How you doing, George? Hey, what's
George.
Up?
George, what'd you want to say? One sentence.
In one
you
sentence,
get one
George.
Sentence.
You get one sentence, George.
You get you, one sentence, George. What did you want to say?
One.
That's it.
Yep.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
Appreciate it.
That's not a good call by George.
What?
Ended was, with the whimper.
That was,
hello?
Come on,
hello?
Actually, yeah, it was better than probably any call that would
well,
have been.
Well, Noe. I'm talking about Noe and then Noe and then George.
And then George.
We went from hello to my name is Gilbert.
Gilbert already got on the air. Why is
yeah,
he?
Quit tricking the intern, Gilbert.
Gilbert.
George and Charlie.
Charlie. He's outsmarting us again. He's outsmarted us again.
There's never been an intern. Well, the intern probably knows Gilbert, too.
Yeah.
Listen to the new intern.
All right. We got to thank you for playing our game. It was, we apologize for you 745ers that you didn't get in, but that's on Dell. I want
to
talk right
By the
now.
Way, that was brought to you by Free Rain Coffee as well.
They still advertising?
You tell
I'm
us.
Sure. I don't think so.
You tell I us. I don't know.
I think they are. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that they're still.
It may not be brought to you by the. If you'd like to it, sponsor
but,
oh, it.
But I'll tell you this.
If you'd like to sponsor
drink Free Rain anyway.
Yeah,
drink,
but if you'd like to sponsor the segment, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll put your business on.
Air Team. Air Team, I'm going to tell you this. I love what Air Team does, and Air Team loves what we're doing. They said, man, the calls that we got right now are tremendous, and you're hearing the deal. I talk a lot about preemptive, right? Preemptive strikes. Preemptive strikes with your roof. Preemptive strike with your plumbing. Preemptive strike with your air conditioning. And that's what Air Team is here for. Air Team has done over 140,000 AC systems. They've been in business for over 35 years. They got 4.6 star Google rating. They're fantastic. 24-hour emergency service line. But here's the deal. You won't need an emergency service line if you have them come out and look at your air conditioners, because it's awfully important, especially if you haven't done it in a while, that you clean them out, that you make sure that everything's running smoothly, that you got the Freon that you need, that it's working up, down and up. Okay. And I didn't. And you know what? It cost me. It cost me because I had to replace two of them. You, my friends, don't be like me. Don't be dumb like me. Have them come to your home. It's so worth it. So worth it, that expense, that little expense, not to have the huge expense. So if you haven't done anything with your air conditioners for a while, you need Air Team to come to your home. And if you do have any air conditioning problems, you need them to come to your home anyway. AirTeamLTD.com, AirTeamLTD.com, 713-956-8326. Tell them you heard it right here. Welcome back. And 97.9. Listen, so a buddy of mine, I told him 97.9 HD2. It's the best signal. It's the best. It's the best highest rated signal. It's wonderful. Listen, it's the box. 97.9 is the box. But if you go to the HD2, and if you don't know how to go to the HD2,
I can't get there from my car.
Why? What do you mean you
I
can't
only
get
have
there?
Tune. I don't have a. Who has a knob?
Well, yeah, no. It's a button. There's a button.
What
you
button?
Can get there
what
with your
am
car.
I, pushing?
I don't know what you're putting. You got to find out how you can get there. You can get there. You can get there.
It's not difficult.
You just don't know how.
I only have tune.
It's not difficult.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
Okay, then let's, during a break, you go down and put it on then.
I'm the one who least has the time to go down and do that.
And the second thing about it is, my buddy goes, okay, I did it. And I went to, and it's HED2, and there it is. And it didn't come on. You got to wait 2 seconds, okay? It's like dead air for 2 seconds, and then it comes on.
I tried it. In fact, it's now a preset. I tried it last week once we got everything good going again, and it was fine. I
it was
found
good.
It,
it was great. It's
yeah.
great. It's the best signal.
Yeah, my car won't allow it. Sorry, guys.
My car won't allow it.
See, now you're telling people
operator
that,
error. No. Error on
yeah,
your part.
There's operator error. You can do it if you're not you.
That's
if you're not Lance, you can do it.
It's not difficult as long as you, well, as your if your radio's not capable, it's not capable. But for most of you, depending on when you bought your car, it's probably capable
yeah.
of getting an HD2.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it.
And mine, there's a plus button. And you just hit the plus button, and you get to the HD2. I didn't know how to do it either, but then I
learned it out.
Yeah. Then I figured it out. You're right. Yeah. And I got the HD2 on, because my car doesn't have AM. And as a matter of fact, like the, there's a.
Oh, you can get there. You just have to know how.
That's right. And I figured it out.
So you have AM
now? And I figured, I have AM because I got HD2.
Do you have AM?
No, I have HD2.
See? Sometimes you just don't have things.
No.
What car
you don't have AM.
What car do you have?
I have a Traverse.
What year is it?
It's a 22.
Oh, you have
it. Oh, you have it.
Stop it.
I should have HD. I don't know how to get there. I just has tune.
That's what we said. You don't know how to get there. Normal people do. Normal people. I don't want to hear this excuse. Right now, you're in your car and you're like, oh, it's static. Stop. 97.9 HD2. Go to it. And it takes a couple of seconds to kick in, but it kicks in, and then it's the perfect signal. So I don't want to hear, make my pee-pee hurt. No, we don't need that.
Okay. Does your pee-pee hurt, Lance, when you go down there and try?
No, my pee-pee doesn't hurt.
Yeah, your pee-pee hurts.
I don't have anything that hurts my pee-pee.
Well, at this point, I think you do. So Rockets Summer League is over. Reed Sheppard is the toast of the town. Reed Sheppard caught a lot of love in the summer league.
Did you see, if we were able to play audio, we could have played Vanessa Richardson, former member of Vanessa and Gallant. We could have played her question to Ime and his answer. She said, what do you like most? He said his basketball IQ, you know, his energy, his ability to make shots, obviously. I mean, he's very excited about Reed Sheppard.
Yeah.
Very excited.
As well, they should be. The dude, I mean, even NBA players were tweeting about him. About, man, he's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice game. So that's a huge.
And that's one of those things where he showed me things that he can do. I don't care about that it's in summer league or I saw him date. I saw that he has the ability to do certain things now. Like the yo-yo dribble that he had, the hezzy where he was able to get by guys. He's got good first step quickness. Has the ability to. His catch and shoot is really nice. Like, man, I am excited. I think Rafael Stone may have, you know, him and Ime, hey. Whatever it was. But I'm going to give Rafael credit for it because that's his job, and he'd get the bullets if it wasn't good. Rafael Stone may have done it again.
Really? I mean, from Şengün, I mean, he got Jalen, obviously. Şengün, Amen Thompson, Jabari. Jabari fell to him. Tari. Now Reed Sheppard, I mean, he has done a nice job. He doesn't get nearly enough love for his drafting ability. His talent evaluation, okay,
mm-hmm.
has been great. So maybe Bagwell should go over to the Rockets.
No, we don't want him over there.
We should. He's with the first place Astros.
You keep him.
How about he's with the first place Astros?
That's fine.
Okay?
That's fine. His guys have been huge. Montero, obviously.
Abreu. Yeah.
They've been killing it in this run.
Just stop
yeah,
already.
That's right.
He's been great, okay?
You should have brought his name up.
Oh, when you didn't believe in him, Jeff Bagwell still believed in him.
Who's been great? Jeff Bagwell.
Okay.
What is that based on?
Part of the team. He has put together a lot of this first place team.
Has he?
Yeah.
Based on what's the evidence
First of all, he's a counselor to Jim Crane and has been for years.
Okay.
Okay. So he obviously played a role there. He signed a couple of players when they didn't have a GM, and look at they're in first place.
No, but what players?
Doesn't matter. They're
did
first
he sign?
Place.
Did one is one of those players now out of
first
baseball?
First place.
Yeah, understood. But are the players that you are giving him, is one of them out of baseball?
Yeah, but they're in first place.
Do you think they're in first
in
place?
In large part because that player is no longer with them.
So and they're in first place in spite of having to deal with that anchor for a good portion of the year.
Yeah. Listen, part of the reason that they're in first place is because he's no longer with us.
Okay. He's not dead. He's just out of baseball.
Out of baseball. No longer with us.
And did Jeff fight and claw to give him every opportunity to still be part of the team?
Yeah. He's, listen,
I mean, we can credit Jeff Bagwell for a lot of things, but I'm not crediting
him. They're in first place, and Jeff Bagwell's played a big role.
You're wasting your foolishness. You're literally wasting time with your foolishness.
He's got no evidence.
Nobody here wants him even in the city. So just be quiet.
In the city?
In the city, he's a Hall of Famer.
Then Hall of Fame it, but don't make picks and don't do anything else.
Is there any way he can be the general manager of Maven Coffee?
Why? We're not doing that either. We're not doing Lance McCullough stuff, and we're not doing Jeff Bagwell stuff. We've done it enough.
We can pair them together. Can we pair them together just to get him out of our lives? Hey, Jeff, you want to be a general manager? Yeah, yeah. Of Maven Coffee?
Did you see during the All-Star break, Lance was posting his vacation?
Let that man have the fun he wants. Well, what else is he going to do?
Well, but he's on vacation all the time.
That's not vacation. It's rehabbing. He's rehabbing.
Is he?
Yes, he tries.
No, he can't do anything.
No,
he's making coffee.
I mean, he's got to have outside interests.
He's hurt. What do you want to do? His arm can't bounce back.
Nothing but posting pictures of your vacation
at the
beach.
What's he supposed to do? Not live his life.
No, but I would keep it.
Yeah, but you don't follow him anyway, do you?
No, I don't.
So the people who follow him are gonna. I bet you got a lot of likes on those posts.
I don't follow him either. But he gets comments too.
I'm sure.
But I do get them sent to me by somebody who doesn't like seeing videos of him doing anything other. And pictures of him doing anything other than pitching. She really doesn't want to see him do anything other than rehab.
We live in this bubble where we talk about this all the time. A lot of people just follow Lance McCullers. Yes, used to play for the Astros, because at this point, is he ever going to do it again? But people like him. They want to follow him, and that's who he's playing to. He's not playing to us.
No.
No. All I'm saying is this is, I don't know, just doing interviews with Will
Kunkel.
Yeah, Will Kunkel about your coffee shop.
What would you like
people
him
would
to do?
Much rather see him pitch.
No, I understand. That's what people want to see. But what should he be doing? Because the assumption is he's not trying hard to get back. There's no evidence of that. So what should Lance McCullers be doing? He should be a hermit?
In the back.
I'm looking at Instagram right now. I don't see pictures of his vacation, but he must have had one in stories or something.
Yeah.
Because his regular posts is baseball. There's a baseball. There's he and his wife. Something about Maven here. There's something about that. There's a baby. Like, a lot of it is there's Lil Wayne.
I don't know.
And then once you get to when he was actually playing, that's all you really had was, a picture of wife and him playing baseball.
Man, that's a long time. Remember those old uniforms?
Those are the same uniforms. He's not in the brick red. Stop it. He's not in those.
He's in the rainbows.
No. The Colt 45s?
All right. 713-780-3776. I want to talk right now about my guys, okay? Houston and Archie. Great guys. Love those guys. They are leaders, local leaders in the PVF supply industry. Archie Lopez and Houston Glover. And I don't know if Houston's back, but he is, they're fantastic. And what they do is they get you, if you've got a job, if you're in the oil, gas, industrial business, you need product or supplies, these guys can deliver. They're in the PVF hose and fitting industry, pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses, all of these things that you need for your job. And if you can't get it, any part you need, stocked or not, they're going to get it. If you're looking for a particular item, give TPC Industrial a call today. TPCINDL.com. TPCINDL.com. Full state of the art distribution center that will give your next project the right supplies on time. You can trust TPC with your PVF needs, okay? If your current PVF supplier can't find you what you need, can't get it to you on time, call TPC Industry today. 346-226-3866, 346-226-3866, or TPCINDL.com. This one is another instance of this. We were talking about the money thing and saving money and doing what you can for your team. Dak Prescott. If he's going to hold them, their feet to the fire and be the $55 or $60 million, listen, they got to pay CD. They got to pay Micah. And this is a real salary cap, not where the NBA, where you can save money, luxury tax money. This is a real cap.
Mm-hmm.
And if and it's not like Dak isn't immensely rich already.
You don't get
to
go over this cap.
You don't get to go over this one. No, you can't. So it's not like Dak isn't already immensely rich. He was a fourth rounder. He's gotten a big payday. Does he want to be a? I mean, it's all we hear is, well, can the Cowboys keep him? Can the Cowboys keep him? And should they keep him? Is Dak ever going to be a winner? You know, he hasn't won anything. If he was real, Dak would go, you know what? I know we got CD coming up. I know I want to win. I want to win at the highest level. You know what? Give me $45 million. What? That the next guy up has got to break the bank every time is crap.
You keep saying things that don't happen in any sport. Like, it's just, other than Jalen Brunson, it's really something that really doesn't happen. And so you're asking for things to happen that they don't do in any sport. And Dak is going to, you know, every agent, now you're messing with the agent's bread. He gets a percentage of that every, you think the Players Association wants him to take less? No. I'm with you. I think it's great for team. You know, it's only individual. It's never about team. It's only about individual when it comes to a lot of these things. And Dak, I would argue, is not one of the top three quarterbacks, so should not be paid like
one of the top three quarterbacks. Is Dak is around 10.
Oh, no. But my point is, there's only like three or four quarterbacks that should be paid the elite money.
Yeah.
And in baseball, that's what happens, where you have an actual cap sport. Not everyone's going to make – you're not making Ohtani money because you're next up. It's not happening. And so there's not a next up mentality. You have to – Carlos Correa thought he was next up. And then you saw the shortstop – you know, he had some injury stuff, but the shortstop slotted where they slotted that year. There's not a next up necessarily in baseball. But in football, at quarterback and really wide receiver, but especially quarterback, it's like – it's crazy. And guys who have no business making top five money are making top five money.
And if you're a quarterback like Dak, who's a fourth-round pick, as you mentioned, you say, you had me below far below market value for 4 years. Did you ever come in and go, hey, you know what? You played great in your first year. We're going to make up for what? We're going to make up for the difference between how you played and how we're paying you.
Played great. And no, what did you win? What'd you win?
Is it all on him, or is it Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy? This would be my argument if I was Dak. I'm just giving you the player's perspective. You had me for 4 years on the cheap, where I played far above what you would have paid a quarterback of my standing. Now make up for it now.
Would you argue
4 years, just first 4 years?
Yes.
Well, that's every quarterback.
Well,
though.
Exactly.
That's how the game is played.
Exactly. So the game is played.
But he's already gotten this big payday.
But how's the game played now?
So the game is played now where you pay me less than market value after the first 4 years.
That's how the game's played. You had me under market value for 4 years. Now don't pay me under market value going forward.
Well, I don't know what the market value is. How many postseason wins?
How many postseason wins does what's his name? Trevor Lawrence have? And he got his money.
Yeah, because he's next up.
Yeah.
So well, and it's not even just next up.
So Dak's not unique.
It's not next up for Trevor Lawrence. It's, well, what else are we going to do? We have to do this. They're hostage to the first once you get a quarterback in the first round, this is my thing. You better love a quarterback in the first round because A, they can get you fired. But the second thing is, if they are just average to above average, you're gonna have to give them an amount of money that they'll never play up to.
So while ever. I get what you're saying, John, why would Dak say, look at Justin Herbert and go, wait, I gotta take below when Justin Herbert's getting his?
Well, Justin Herbert ain't winning nothing.
Well, okay.
Do you want to win?
That's fine.
Do you want to win? Justin Herbert ain't winning.
That argument doesn't work for some reason.
Then draft better if I'm Dak. Hey, the Chiefs, you know why they're winning beyond Patrick Mahomes? Their defense is young and cheap. Go draft me a good
defense. You really have to draft great. And then you really have to draft great once you're on these crazy contracts for quarterbacks. But, Dell, there's also a reason that they're talking about figuring out a salary cap for quarterbacks alone, because it's killing structuring. It's making it really hard.
I understand.
Don't put the Chiefs in there. The Chiefs, that's a whole different situation. They got a winner. That guy can win with Tyreek, without Tyreek.
He's worth
that guy
money.
Can win with the worst wide receiver room in the league. He can win.
And that's fine if I'm Dak Prescott. Look, you want to blame me for the Packers game. Did my defense get a stop in that game? Did they get a stop in that first
game? Yeah, but he's one of one. I mean, Pat Mahomes is one of one.
Even still, when it comes down to nut cutting time, dude is not it.
That's all
it
fine.
It hasn't been it.
That's all fine. But I'm just giving you the perspective. I'm not taking less when I can go look to my – I can look to my east and look at Trevor Lawrence. I can look to my west and look at Justin Herbert. I'm not taking less than those guys. You know what? If you let me get to the market –
How much did Trevor get?
I don't know, but he got more than he's accomplished.
Is he did, but is he gonna? He's not getting more than Dak, is he?
I don't know what Dak is at right now. He's like 49 something right now. What is Dak at right now? I know they had to restructure it to make it work.
That's
what I'm saying.
They just reworked it from 59 to 54.
Yeah.
But Trevor makes his average per year 55.
Yeah. So Trevor Lawrence. So understood.
55
That's
million.
Why by the time CJ gets there, holy crap.
This is what I'm saying. So
90 million a year?
No, God.
No?
No.
Would you be interested to see? What do you think the highest paid quarterback was 4 years ago?
4 years ago, that would have been Aaron Rodgers.
2020. Let's see. The highest paid quarterback was, well, that's when Pat Mahomes did his 10-year, $45 million deal. But it wasn't really, well, the AAV was 45.
Okay.
So it's up over. So it has gone 20%. So it's increased by a slightly over 20%. What is a 20% increase on $55 million a year?
20% in 4 years. Okay, so that's 5% a year is gone.
But that's how many more years until CJ gets there.
No, CJ's going to get there. Are you going to franchise him?
No. You have 5 years with CJ.
Yeah.
You're still 4 more years.
So you're going to be 20%. I mean, that's
65, 70.
Yeah. Question was earlier, is CJ going to be the first 60 guy? No, there's going to be a 60 guy before CJ gets there.
I guarantee you, CJ will be in the 70s.
Yeah.
CJ will be in the 70s by his, especially, well, if he plays well, he's going to get like 70 million. And then, you know, the secondary concern you have from that, and I've heard a couple players who I talk to on a regular basis say, once you get to a certain number where a guy in 1 year is set for his whole life, he goes, man, the guys who really don't care any, like if you're not playing well, their whole thing. I talked to this group who said, you won't believe how early players are going to retire now. 30, 31. He's like, you know, the special players will keep, that really love the game, will play longer.
It's hard to give up $40 million a year though.
But the argument was, if you were making $60 million a year, and of course that's only quarterbacks, but if you're a quarterback who's making $60 million and you're starting to really get hurt and injured, look at Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck shut it down.
Yeah.
And he knows that now more and more players are saying,
he didn't have this money either.
He didn't have this money. CTE, CTE, CTE. You know, the one thing that NFL players open my eyes to is the amount of money that they can get guaranteed. And now with CTE concerns is, they believe retirements are going to start happening way earlier if you get that FU money. If the numbers get high enough at certain positions. But for offensive linemen, it's not going to get there. It's really right now we're just talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah. Man, did you see this Clippers Arena 360 mode?
It's ridiculous.
It is. Wow.
It's like they built a mini sphere.
Yeah. It's the Clippers Stadium. Wow. It is going to be unbelievable. Steve Ballmer did a video, and it is incredible. Wow. All right, you talk about Maestro Dobel. I bet they should sell Maestro Dobel there.
Maestro Dobel is, Maestro Dobel is one of the top tequilas here. Well, it's one of the top tequilas in Mexico. It's gotten so much bigger here in the States. More and more bars I go into and restaurants, I see Maestro Dobel as they continue to get out there. If you're a restaurant owner or a bar owner, and man, ask your reps about make sure that you go see Proximo Spirits and go get Maestro Dobel. They've got a Reposado for you, a silver. The Cristalino is probably one of the biggest sellers because the Cristalino is a blend of three different tequilas. It's charcoal filtered. And then on top of that, they are able to distill it and age it properly so that you get a very delicious tequila. One that is smooth on the front end and with just a hint of sweetness on the back end. It's a great sipping tequila. But it's certainly one that you can use with cocktails as well. Just make sure that you go grab a bottle and tell me what you think. Send me a picture. Tell me what you think of Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you should be able to find Maestro Dobel.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, is arthritic joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you love to do? Well, bone-on-bone pain in your knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something that my friends from QC Kinetics can work with for you. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics is helping patients like you every single day. And I'm talking about cutting-edge technology and treatments that accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so that you can move again. They've helped so many people here, including my wife, get back to doing the things that they love. If you're living with chronic pain from arthritis or injury, you need to know that steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options and alternatives. Learn how QC Kinetics can treat pain, enhance your joint health, and restore your mobility and give you long-term relief with no downtime. Local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready now. Go to the website and set up your consultation, QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com. Tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.